Meet Lizzo on our Sense of Place visit to Minneapolis. She was the most talked about new artist we discovered. A singer and rap artist, she moved to Minneapolis and released her debut there in 2013. She was born in Detroit but grew up in Houston through college. She has a new album called Big Girl, Small World coming out at the end of the week. We'll talk with her about how living in Minneapolis has affected her music in a moment after this performance of the song The Fade.
Full of fried food and fatigue. Full of fried food and fatigue. I ain't getting no sleep, so I guess when I'm awake, mama say, mama say, I'ma dream. Wearing my heart on my sleeve. Hold up, wait, no, hold up. Got a pack with my girls, no feelings, all green. But you know, no I in the team. But I got in this money, we in this thing. Big bad whoopee, make them piggies scream. All three houses, straw sticks, bricks, and we blew them all down. Game, blouses. I don't play games, but I know enough about them, how to win them, bruh. I realize that it's not a game and jealousy is unhealthy. Competition, yo, welcome to the field. Home of the field. Hard working mother of the duckling black swan.
Tryna keep it in the lesson time.
But I gotta deal with a whole lot of nothing in my whole life in front of it, so I guess I gotta run it.
Thinking futures when I close my eyes.
But I gotta deal with a whole lot of nothing in my whole life in front of it, so I guess I gotta run it.
I fuck my fate, but the fate's never over. Playing games, but you don't got the score, boy. I can't relate, I ain't made for the sport, boy. It's for the birds.
How can I make you feel? How can I make you feel? I don't even feel myself. No shade, but I know when it comes to the flow, I will outdo myself. Boom, boom, bang. They ain't the best cause they ain't in they lane. How can you try to be something you're not? That is not art. But please explain. Back up the middle, man, be instrumental. I'm not the one to play the second fiddle. Back off my Chopin, I'm trying to make Mozart. I ain't seen a back on my eye listen like a week.
Guess I got it ready. I thought the fade, but the fade's never over. You playing games, but you don't got the score. I can't relate, I ain't made for the sport, boy. It's for the birds. I thought the fade, but the fade's never over. You playing games, but you don't got a score, boy. I can't relate, I ain't made for the sport, boy. It's for the birds.
Lizzo live today on the World Cafe, and that is The Fade from Big Girl, Small World. Live performance today. Oh, that sounds great.
Thank you.
Sounds great. I want to talk about Minneapolis and you a little bit, but I think it's kind of the tale of three cities here at least, right?
Yeah.
Go back. You grew up in Houston?
I was born in Detroit, Michigan, and then I moved to Houston 10 years later. And I think that the most, you know, important years of a young girl's life is, you know, that middle school, high school,
oh, yeah,
and college. And that's where I spent in Houston. And now I'm in Minneapolis.
And when did you start doing hip hop?
I started doing hip hop. I started doing hip hop when I was in the summer after seventh grade. Me and my girls, we started a crew called the Cornrow Click, and it I heard Diamond from Cry Mob, and I remember on Nuck a Few Buck, and I was like, oh my god, like, she killed everybody in that song. I want to rap like that. I want to rap fast. And that was a very fun summer. I think we all like found our voices, but it would be a very long time before I found who I am now. But that's where it began for me, at least for hip hop.
Right.
But before that, I had been playing flute. And I'd also been, like, writing songs for girl groups, like R&B groups like Destiny's Child.
Wow. What you talk about growing up in Detroit. Did things from that era stay with you?
Yeah. Well, in Detroit, I was Church of God in Christ, mm-hmm. and which is like a Pentecostal. So we couldn't listen to secular music. It was the devil. So we listened to like gospel music. So I was always listening to BB and CeCe Winans, and like I was listening to Karen Clark Sheard, and you know, they were sneaking a little Stevie Wonder. But I have a lot of gospel in me now, you know, and we'd be like catching the spirit on stage. So that's very much Detroit.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Mm-hmm. Sort of. So what happened when you got here? What is the Minneapolis?
I got here and it got weird. Like Minneapolis is so like everybody wants, like, they can do everything and anything here, you know. I know that, like, in Houston, there's, like, I'm just a guitar player, and I only play rock. You know, I found myself in situations like that, like, no, we're rap, so we only do rap. But here, you know, you could be a rapper in a punk band, or you can, you know what I mean? You can be an electronic musician in, like, a jazz trio. You can do anything. And I think it opened up my mind to, like, what I could do as a performer and a musician. It kind of just broke open the mold for me, and I was able to blend, you know, my the indie rock band I was in. I was able to blend the R&B girl groups that I wanted to be in. I was able to blend the rapper, and then I was able to add another dusting of something special, and I think that's what Minneapolis did for me.
Did people in the city give you support right away?
Yeah, they did. That's the beauty. There's like a lot of support locally for the artists here. And I felt that immediately. I got here. I played the varsity and like it was my first show. And I flew in and flew out for it because it was before I moved here. I was testing the waters. And I played and this girl was like, you have to move here. It was like crying. And I'm sure she, you know, was having a good time. And I don't know what happened to her before that moment. But she grabbed me after and was like, you should move here. You don't live here. And I was like, no. And I was like, dang, like nobody in all the years of me performing prior to that moment had shown me that much love and support. So I was like, I gotta live here. That's they amazing. Love it.
When did you and Sophia meet?
We met like as soon as I moved here, maybe within the first month of me living here. We met at a block party. I forgot which block party was it?
The Red Stag one.
Oh, thank you. We met at the Red Stag block party, like within the first month literally of moving here.
Wow. Well, yeah, the combination of the two of you is great
as
well.
Thank you.
Plus gentlemen helping out today as well. Sounds great. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm sure you're anxious to get to some of these other new ones. What do you want to do next?
This is Ain't I.
I'm in the business of making music. That music business, the business no one can witness. Cause I make that crack music. That real black music. The only singles that I'm dropping are the ones slapping at the band of your white briefs. White boys, please, can barely believe. I walk by as they hold they by the seams of their jeans. Cream, get the money and run into your heels, y'all. Straight into my pocket, tired of the deals, dog. Start my own label, keep the leaking sealed off. If you got a big mouth, then you might get peeled off. I'm the only fat lip bass. My flip of room, peel off. Eating flounder, Sebastian's like some bass off. Munching on his bones, looking at him like it's your fault. Look at what you made me do. You'll pass the hot sauce. Looking at the back of Sophia Eris's head, eating a sandwich.
Oh, we don't got bread.
Got a spider bite on my head, hangry, feeling soupy. I brought my kit, yo, I'm ducking. Donald, Daffy, Howard's. Those cowards can never throw shots at a superpower. What was Russia without the czars? What was Henry Ford without the cars? My grandparents worked at Ford Factory, so Henry is nothing without my family tree. And that slave owning family needed black blood steel, so I think we need a spot up on Henry's wheel. That will never be the case. In case you ain't keeping up, I'm dishing out cases of that heavy bass. And them bass heads straight from the oppressor's loins are giving us a free us and hella coin. So bob your head crazy. Hip hop turned crack from the era of crack babies. Bob your head crazy. About to give over toys and stage jumps in laboratories. Bob your head crazy. Hip hop turned crack from the era of crack babies. Bob your head crazy. About to give over toys. Big girl, small world.
Bobby head crazy.
go. They still get they feel. Fingers scrape the bottom. It don't matter how deep your soul is, they show it.
Wow, that is Ain't I. That's another, the new ones from Lizzo is playing live for us today. This, very nice. Very nice in the middle of the afternoon.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Yeah. So I was talking about Three Cities, but this album, you went to Eau Claire to make, right?
Definitely. The Tale of Four Cities. Yeah. Yeah, Eau Claire is very peaceful. I felt like I was hanging out in my friend's bedroom because it's almost kind of what it's like. It's like a retreat. It's like a home away from home. And I was so honored and so blessed to have Justin Vernon let me make a record in his home. And I'm so, so entirely honored to have BJ Burton be the executive producer. I'm so proud of this record and where it came from and where it's going.
Well, when you talk about finding yourself and coming here and things getting weird, are you talking, I mean, in the two songs we've heard, it goes from a really hard rap to this incredible jazz, beautiful, all in one. You put it all into each song.
Thank you. That Ain't I is really interesting because I feel like it's to be. So first off, I'm very, very influenced by Quincy Jones's Handel's Messiah that he did, and it moves through time. It's like the story of the African slave trade to America, and then it continues through slavery, and then it continues through the civil rights era, and then it goes through the 80s, and I think it came out in the 90s, so it stops at the 90s, and I just wish that it would keep going to now, because it's beautiful, it's an opus, it's lovely. So I felt like Ain't I is like my attempt to at least try to do that. Like I'm telling this story as if I'm sitting at the feminist conference that Sojourner Truth spoke at and did the Ain't I a Woman poem, and I'm like, yes, girl, yes, because I wouldn't be here if it weren't for her. You know what I'm saying?
You definitely put it into this record. That's great. Maybe explain a little bit about the Big Girl, Small World.
Yeah, Big Girl, Small World was something that I said on my first solo song ever. It's called Work, and it's the first line. Big girl. And I remember when I wrote it, I was scared to say that because calling yourself something that people can tease you about is very, like, it's like you expose yourself and you become very vulnerable. So I wrote it down and I was like, I wrote this, but I'm never gonna say it, you know? Like, I can't do that. There, people are gonna make fun of me. And then I realized in that moment, I was like, let me claim that first before anybody could take that away from me. You have to take your vulnerabilities and your insecurities and you have to wear them proudly because ain't nobody ashamed of it but you. Do you know what I'm saying? So when I wrote that and decided to go forth with it, I used it and kept using it and it kept like touching people in different ways. Like there's boys and girls and grown women and thin people and big people who call themselves big girls. And I just want to keep it going because it doesn't represent my size or my gender anymore. It represents somebody who is looked over or isn't represented in the media. And, you know, if I'm being represented in any way, I got to rep for who I am. And, you know, so that's what it is. That's what it's become.
Own it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, let's hear another one, okay?
Yeah, this is Humanize.
I try to see the love through human eyes. hands are cold, my lips are tired, trying to blow. To give them warmth, it's not enough, one heart alone cannot suffice. It simply can't, I've done the math. But in due time, there is no chance for love. Hey. I try to try. Keeps me up though I am tired. I'm trying to know what else, why else has this happened? One man alone cannot suffice. I've done the research, ignore the roar inside my bed and lying features. No, there are spikes and scales in your cheek, which just depress me in a heavy haste. You love it, the taste of it, and clench your jaws. You love it. Humanize me, baby. Humanize me, baby. I try.
Hey,
I try to try.
That is Human Eyes, or it could be Human Eyes.
Yeah.
From Lizzo today on the Cafe. You're going to do a song now called My Skin, which is an amazing work. I was going to initially say it's a song of empowerment. No, it's not. It's a song about loving yourself, I think. And can you tell us a little bit about where this came from?
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that because, you know, empowering is, it starts within. I can't go out there and be like empowering somebody without empowering myself first. And I didn't get the chance to do that on Lizzo Bangers. I was very angry. It was very pre-Black Lives Matter, pre-me realizing I was a feminist. And I was just like ranting about all these things I was angry about. Now I have this sounding board and this community of people to speak to about how I feel. So the music is less angry and the music is more well thought out and intentional. I did it because there was this, there's a painting in the isolation booth at the studio I was at, and it's these women, and it's wooden, and they're just like dark brown women, and they're carrying these like things on their head, like jugs or something, and it was like a river. So I started freestyling about that, and then I was like, you know what, like I need to embrace my skin. I need to embrace my body. My body is being trapped inside of this skin. I can't love this jiggly stuff if I don't love this first. And I think the big moment was when I did an interview with Style Like You, What's Underneath Project. I had to sit on a bench. I had to take off my clothes and talk about it. It's very hard, and it made me very vulnerable. And I realized when she said, what do you love most about yourself? I didn't know. And then I had just fallen off a cliff. Long story, won't go there. And my friend, and I scarred up my legs and I scarred up my body and my arms, and he was like, what's wrong with you? Why would you do something like that? That was so stupid. Look at your skin. Look at your beautiful skin. And that had, and I still had like a bandage on me in the interview from it. So it was new. And I was like, you know what? I love my skin. Like, I never appreciated it before. And it's beyond the color of it, you know? It just represents, like, this thing that isn't supposed to define who we are, but does. And this song is all about owning it and loving it. And if someone's empowered by it, you know, cool. But the goal wasn't to do that. The goal was just to empower myself first.
Well, if you could do it, it's a great song.
Thank you. You wake up, post up, riding around in it, flossing on it, this diamond, my diamond, this rock, ooh, rock. And I woke up in this, I woke up in this, flawless. I woke up in this, oh, I woke up in this. Post up, riding around in it, flossing on it, this diamond, my diamond, this rock, ooh, obsidian rock.
Can't wash it away, so no, you can't take it.
And there you go. That is My Skin. That is Lizzo. Really great to meet you. Thanks a lot for doing this.
Yeah, that was my pleasure.
Lizzo, our guest on our Sense of Place visit to Minneapolis today on the World Cafe.